On Tuesday, March 13th, 2012, in Oroville, some news, announcements, and an interview with Danny, Oroville Council Member. First, a look at the weather. Partly cloudy, 60% chance of rain early today, high temperature 30 degrees Celsius with easterly winds 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
What's happening on the Oroville Council table this week? Can you share with us?
We have many topics in many areas that I'm not sure that I can give you the list, because the list is changing like every day and things become more relevant and not relevant. And in one side, I'm really happy because we have some achievement that at the beginning looks like impossible. We solved two major housing problems where community didn't want the people come in, and somehow we find a way the people to understand that is not possible. But of course, it's affect us or more wider solution, because this small solution of housing show it's a symptom of a bigger problem in Oroville, which related to community, and I see it more to objections of individual, which even don't explain the real objection. And I feel from I'm not trying to be not positive, but what I'm learning that there is not real conversation, communication in the community for different aspect of housing and maybe economy even. So this is thing that in the council we're trying to work on the root of the problem and not on the symptom.
Do you think the root is fear?
Probably, like in most cases in life, it's a lot related to fear. And, you know, in Oroville, we are talking about no property or no ownership. And in the fact, maybe legally you are not owner, but you are staying somewhere and you act like owner. And maybe some few people like everywhere in the world, and they have boundaries and things like this, we should not have according to ideology. So this creates those clashes. And yes, I believe personally it's mainly driven from fear to lose your place, to lose your income, to lose your grace, things like this, which doesn't talk to me really. But
understanding this, and I'm assuming that the other council members agree with you on this for the most part, how can you address that underlying issue rather than just treating the symptoms?
So one major achievement that we are into now in the council, that we managed to create a conflict resolution body team with Elvira and the other few members that really participate in that, and it's already in small scales working, and we believe that we will take out of our table many things that will allow to give us place for this, let's say we call it policy issue, which even I don't really believe in policy, but it's more ideology or principle that we need to follow. So this is first step. Second step that maybe you heard before, that we added another meeting a week just for those topics to tackle and not talk about individual cases or working group cases in this meeting, just about policy like maintenance policy or ABC mandate or BCC mandate, things like this, that we feel it almost with all the working group, their functionality is not so clear. And we want to, or even the entry service functionality, we want to get into that slowly, slowly, step by step. We understand that it's not a fast solution when you want to go to the roots and the principle. And I believe we are in the right way, at least on the consensus of the in the team. It's looks like we have a consensus of on those topics.
Great. I'm really glad to hear that. It occurs to me to ask you about how you begin your meetings. Like, do you start with a moment of silence, 2 minutes of meditation, maybe 3 minutes of laughter, whether you're meeting with yourselves or with some of these other groups? Is there any kind of thing like that that you sort of set the stage?
No, we don't have those facilitation at the beginning, but we had some discussion at the beginning if do we need a chairman for the meeting or not. So few time we have, few time we don't have. I feel that the meeting without the chairmans are going better than with the chairman.
Without?
I believe it's better to do without. Mm-hmm. I believe it's more open and free discussion and direct discussion. it was kind of a dream of me that we can function like this. So we try to do sometimes chairman, but doesn't work also all the time. So we are finding our way. Mm-hmm. In the BCC, we are sitting without a chairman, and it's the meeting are going well. So mm-hmm. there is discussion, and the people speak. I don't think that the chairman thing is this. The moment in silence, maybe it's a good idea, which I suggest. The problem that not all the people arrive exactly on the time, so maybe this is the reason that it doesn't work. We need to wait a little bit. I'm learning a lot about my place in Oroville and my place with myself. I'm very happy with the council member. I think there was a very good selection, a very diverse group. People with different opinion, but still listening to each other. I don't feel a strong pressure of powers inside the team. My conclusion is that we are very positive situation with the council, and we have a lot of challenges still to go on, and mainly related to a functioning of working group between themselves.
Tonight at Bharat Nivas Auditorium, a tabla and sitar recital featuring Muthu Kumar, a student of Ustad Alaraka, and Ustad Zakir Hussain on tabla, and Sanjeev Korti, a student of Ustad Shafiq Khan, and that's at 7:30 p.m. Orovillians, inspired by Mark Vella, plan a caravan of love through South India to take place next year, February 2013. Envisioned would be about 20 Orovillians, about 30 from France, along with Mark and his piano. Starting in Oroville, to Amma's ashram in Kerala, back again to Oroville, to meet people with love and joy on the way. Interested Orovillians could join this experience at self-cost, committing to help organize, fundraise, logistics for food and lodging, budgeting, press releases, etc. Contact Marie-Claire Barsotti at hotmail.fr or Claude Jouen at Oro Traduction. First meeting, Monday 19th, 5 p.m. in Grace at Marie-Claire's apartment. Georges van Vreckham's next talk will be about Sri Aurobindo's epic poem Savitri, about the yoga, about an exploration of supernatural worlds and the supreme meeting with the Divine Mother of a being commonly supposed to be Aswapati, the royal father of Savitri in the Mahabharata legend. Saturday, 17th of March, 5 p.m., Savitri Bhavan. FAMC, that's the Financial Assets Management Committee, was asked to consider the formation of a new unit, Varuna Oroville, in order that a wind generator be donated to the Oroville Foundation to supply electricity to Oroville. Creation of this unit was approved. Sharma from Aspiration, working with Echo Pro, offers another demonstration in making charcoal with small wood using household level technology. In Grace Community, Wednesday, March 14th, 3 to 5 p.m. All are welcome to come learn this skill. A cleanup of Oroville, and at the same time create a useful product via a safe and easy process. Some words from the mother. The very best happens always to those who have put their entire trust in the divine and in the divine alone. It's only by remaining perfectly peaceful and calm with an unshakable confidence and faith in the divine grace that you will allow circumstances to be as good as they can be. You've been listening to Oroville Radio. On microphone today, Marlenka. In studio, Miriam, Andrea, and a host of volunteers. Direct your comments and queries to oroville radio.org. And thanks for listening.